This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Got past that technical difficulty. Now I'm trying to work it out to where that one never happens again. At the very least, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Indeed, if you see me shooting, that means that it came from Ammunition Depot. Now, why won't you go down, screen? Yeah, let's do that. I know about the, everybody's been talking about the landmark Ninth Circuit Court decision coming on the Peruta case. And rather than me talking about it, next hour, we're going to be joined by Ed Peruta, the plaintiff in that case. He's the one that, and I mean, I've already spoken with him a little bit. And we're going to tell you the importance of this and the good timing about it. But first, in other news, I'm very, very concerned with this pressing of climate science. I know it's not a Second Amendment issue. It could be, because we might have to shoot some people over it. Now, there's two climate scientists that are very skeptical of man-made global warming, and they're closely watching a study they say could be the death knell to climate alarmism. A major scientific study was conducted at the University of Reading on the interactions between aerosols and clouds, and they found out that it's much weaker than most climate models assume, meaning the planet could warm way less than predicted. I say currently details are few, but apparently the results of a major scientific study on the effects of anthropogenic aerosols on clouds are going to have large implications for climate change projections, substantially lowering future temperature rise expectations. This is coming from Cato Institute client scientists Patrick Michaels and Chip Knappenberger. This came from their recent blog post. They're both self-described lukewarmers. Why is this important? Do you remember how all the aerosol cans have been changed, how there's no chlorofluorocarbons in them anymore? That was because of climate change. Because, because of all this other stuff that might happen, because of climate change. Now, turns out that, you know, maybe the alarmism was a, you know, we've gotten rid of CFCs, chlorofluorocarbons. Let's get out of that. Whelan wrote that there are reasons to expect that aerosol-cloud interactions are weaker than simulated by climate models, or perhaps even weaker than the preliminary estimate. If his results hold or are revised downward, this would mean there's less of a cooling effect from human-created aerosols interacting with clouds, which morph clouds so they bounce incoming solar energy back into space. It may be that aerosol-cloud interactions are lost in the noise of natural variability in cloud properties. But the impacts are surprisingly hard to isolate. Now, why, like I said, why is this important? Climate change was the seizure of the economy. If you cut out everything in between from point A to point B is the seizure of the American economy, or of the world economy for that matter. And that would be problematic for everybody concerned, because then government is telling you how often you can exhale. I mean, that's a very extreme thing, but I mean, they thought about trying to restrict cow flatulence. How are you going to do that? For decades, scientists have assumed aerosols, mostly emitted from coal plants, shipping, car travel, and other industrial sources, had a sizable cooling effect on the planet. And that may not be the case. More importantly, however, is the fact that aerosols don't have much of a cooling effect at all. The planet is not as sensitive to increases in greenhouse gas emissions, therefore. This means less warming. Less enhanced cloud cooling means that greenhouse gases that produce less warming than the climate models have determined. See, by bouncing some of the solar energy off, that was that, you know, you would think that was a good thing. But what they were saying was it was going to trap heat here on the planet. Greenhouse gases. It was going to become like a hothouse, like a you know, some place that you grow hydroponic tomatoes. And that would be bad for a lot of things on the planet's surface if it were to actually happen. Never been the case, but, you know, anyway. Another way to put it is that this new finding implies that the Earth's climate sensitivity, how much the Earth's surface will warm from doubling of the pre-industrial atmospheric carbon dioxide concentration, is much below the average climate model of 3.2 degrees centigrade and near the low end of the 1.5 to 4.5 assessed range. Now, Michaels and Knappenberger are particularly interested in Boylan's work since it seems to support a study from last year by Bjorn Stevens, a scientist at Germany's Max Planck Institute for Meteorology. That's where all the meteorology nerds hang out, I guess. Found aerosols had much less of a cooling effect on the planet than assumed by climate models. Stevens' study suggested that the aerosol radiative forcing is less negative and more certain than it is commonly believed. What this all means is you're being lied to. When they're out there saying climate change is a bigger threat than ISIS, North Korea, and Iran combined. Well, that's a lie. Because there is no threat from climate change. Now, see, if I was at a Donald Trump shindig, and I got up there and I said that, I would have hordes of people waiting to kill me for my climate change heresy. So, it's always been a lie. It's always been about your money. It's always been about your money. In the end, if they can't have control over you, they want to control your money. That's what the power has always been about. It's about your money in the end. It's about money and power. Money, if they can get it, power comes along with it. The power to regulate, remember, is the power to destroy. So, climate change, another indication that it's a complete and total sham, as it always has been. And, you know, let's take it back to where, you know, the first parts of it were beginning to rear their ugly head. That was back. Well, that was back in whenever the Joyce Foundation was run by Barack Obama and Valerie Jarrett. They tried to start the Chicago Climate Exchange. You see, your president, Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama, has always been after your money. He's always been after the power. He started out when he was just, you know, a junior Marxist. And now that he's a pro, of course, well, you know, he's about to be turned out. Very soon he'll be going the Bill Clinton duffel bag drag route to millions of speaking fees. But, you know, in any event, it's a sham. We'll be right back.
MC Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. AGC Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An AGC Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. New website, new lease on life. Go check them out. Do you hear that sound? That sound of frost spreading? That's because hell has frozen over, because South Carolina now has reciprocity with Georgia. Which should have always been, should have always had it, but, you know. South Carolina is officially the 31st member on the list of states that recognizes Georgia's firearm licenses. Right to carry permit holders of the two neighbor states can now cross the borderline without concerns over permit violations or legal blocks to carrying a firearm. Nothing changed except a bunch of stubborn assemblymen. That changed. South Carolina was added to the list on Tuesday, this past Tuesday, by Georgia Attorney General Sam Owens. The inclusion of South Carolina is a form of reciprocity between the two states because Governor Nikki Haley here recently added Georgia to the list of states whose right to carry permits will be accepted in South Carolina this past Friday, June 3rd. The dirty little secret, of course, is that all of them should be recognized, but that's beside the point. The mutual legality of state permits was almost blocked when South Carolina State Legislature, or some members of it, rather, raised concerns over the bill granting gun licenses legal reciprocity. Some of the idiots in the Senate raised concerns that Georgia permit holders were not required to undergo any training, a stipulation which South Carolina permit legislation mandates, and could be as young as 18. And still it managed to pass. We'll get to that in just a second. In addition to South Carolina, Georgia also recognizes the right to carry permits of residents from Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Colorado, Florida, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, New Hampshire, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. Now, let's talk about this training. And, you know, let's talk about a couple of other things. Like in South Carolina, we recognize the permit of North Carolina, as we should. However, North Carolina practices Jim Crow. They have a version of a law that is an old Jim Crow era law in North Carolina. If you want to buy a gun, you got to go see the sheriff and get his permission to do so before you can. I don't know if that changes once you get a permit. I don't know if that changes. And we recognize this stuff just readily. Now, not the other way around. You know, Georgia, on the other hand, is more constitutional than South Carolina. South Carolina's training is primarily, okay, don't carry a gun here. Okay, don't carry a gun here. Now we're going to teach you about mindset. Then they got some guy trying to tell you about mindset. Like, you know, that's something you can teach. Mindset is something you learn. It's not something you can teach. They start trying to impress upon you what it means to kill somebody. It's not something you can teach. It's something somebody has to learn. Something you hope they never learn. Now, and a lot of members of our Senate here, our state Senate, do not understand what training means. They don't know what the word training means when it comes to weapons. Training is thousands of rounds. It's sitting in a classroom training to shoot, not training in law. Training can be done in an afternoon, and it's going to shoot 40 times as many rounds as is the qualification requirement. See, they make it sound like we here in South Carolina, we take a bunch of people that just came from the gun shop, and by the time they take their concealed carry permit class, they are Annie Oakley. And I am here to tell you that is not the case. People that come to the class that have never shot their weapon before, or have shot it very little, or have shot anything very little, when they leave, they still are just as not proficient as they were when they got here. They will have shot probably 50 rounds in a row, which is not something they normally do. But I have consigned myself to this one fact. I live in South Carolina. I'm going to live in South Carolina because my grandbabies are here. I don't want to, that's a big, big tug on me. And when my other son gets married, his grandbabies will probably be here too. So, I'm sort of tied here to a certain degree. And I can assure you that South Carolina is not the reddest state in the union. Our governor is an idiot. My governor, Nikki Haley, who I backed, is an idiot. My state senator, Larry Martin, who I backed, who has killed constitutional carry more times than I can count, he's not an idiot. He's just a Democrat, but he claims to be a Republican. As do most of them. Most of them claim to be Republican, actually Democrat, because they don't know how to do something called looking at the world. We have Georgia carriers coming to South Carolina all the time, and I'm almost certain. I can tell you right now, now that it's legal, I can tell you right now that when I used to cross over to Georgia, I carried a gun. Nothing happened. When they've come over here, guess what? Nothing happened. There's been no hordes of Georgians coming over the border going, now to practice brigandage and pillaging. That hasn't been happening. So, okay, finally, for a moment, however they managed to do it. And in Georgia, you can get a permit if you're 18 years old, which you can join the Army if you're 18 years old, and you can, vote and do lots of things. And I guess you can have a concealed carry permit, too. But we can't do that here in South Carolina either. But even despite all of that, somehow they got passed. I know how it got passed. There's a little back alley stuff going on right now. They're going to come back at a later time, and they're going to try to increase the waiting period to buy a gun, where the federally mandated waiting period, if the instant background check doesn't work, is 3 days. They want it to be 28 days because of the Charleston loophole. Which it wasn't a Charleston loophole. That's the way it is in anywhere you can buy a gun in the United States. So if it's a loophole at all, it's a national loophole, but it's not even a loophole. It's a check on the government. Government has 3 days. You can't get it done in 3 days? Fine, we're doing it. Take that, government. So that'll come up later on our docket, and they'll consider the statist's demands, and hopefully they'll shoot him down. But finally, we have reciprocity with Georgia. Yay! Now I can still be a law-abiding citizen when I cross over to the West. We'll be right back.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
Now then. Now then.
This year, the Democratic Party has become the anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment party. It has become virtually hardwired into their platform. The 2012 Democratic Party platform specifically called for reinstating the assault weapon ban and closing the gun show loophole. And things have only gotten worse since. Enter Pantsuit Clinton, the presumptive nominee, and she's leading the full-scale assault on, you know, gun rights. This is a long way from John F. Kennedy when he was an NRA member, who was ironically killed with a rifle bolt from an ad in the NRA's official journal, if you believe the government version of what happened. It's a long way off from many NRA-sponsored and supported Democrats in the House and Senate, including Max Baucus out of Montana, Heidi Heitkamp out of North Dakota, Joe Donnelly, Indiana, Joe Manchin, West Virginia, even Harry Reid, Nevada. The situation with Pantsuit gets even weirder considering her husband's experience with this issue. In 1994, then-President Bill Clinton gladly signed an assault weapons ban, only to lose Democratic control of both the House and Senate to the GOP in a major upset the same year. Bill Clinton blamed his support for gun control for the embarrassing loss. This cannot have been lost on pantsuit. Today there's more guns than people. More support for gun rights and against gun bans than ever before, according to the polls. Millions of people with concealed carry permits. Significant victories for gun rights at the state level, in most states. If anything, and even after much reported and tragic mass shooting, supporting gun control seems like a bigger loser today than it was in 1994. And still, Hillary persists and has doubled down on her attacks on our gun rights. Now, there's no doubt that pantsuit is an ardent supporter of gun control and always has been. As a senator, a carpetbagging senator from New York, she voted for every gun control bill she could, but curiously was not a real leader on this issue. That's because she's not a leader on anything. I also imagine that if she were representing Arkansas, she might have made a more political calculation and voted differently on at least some of those bills. When she ran against Senator Obama in 2008, she made the political calculation of running to his right on the gun issue and moderated her pro-control views. Still terrible, but better than Obama's. This time, she's had to campaign a lot harder than she imagined against Senator Bernie Sanders, who has been slamming her from the left. Which, when you're pantsuit and you're being hit from the left, that's a socialist coming at you. The only bona fide pantsuit has to the left of Sanders is on gun control, since Sanders supported the legislation to shield gun manufacturers from frivolous lawsuits and, to his credit, still supports that position. She has been playing the gun control hard. But now the primary is basically over. Now she needs to appeal to a centrist electorate that is mostly not with her on gun control. What happens if she actually gets elected? To pass any of the gun proposals she has supported would entail expending massive amounts of political capital and facing a severe backlash that would risk the entirety of her remaining agenda. And that is assuming a GOP House of Representatives would support any gun control legislation, which, as far as we know, they won't. Her efforts would have to remain at the executive level, where any damage would be significantly limited. Remember that about the executive order. All they can do is shore up an existing law. They cannot make law. So when they ever, you know, if they get out there and say, well, we're going to do, at the executive level, we're going to ban guns, that's not going to happen. They may try it, but that will be real expensive. That will be real expensive for them politically. And, you know, if anything, politicians are always calculating about the next thing coming up. So she will, you know, that would be quite damaging for her to go that route. Not to say that she won't. I mean, she is an arrogant pantsuit. Even trying to enact gun control through the administrative process would have a prohibitive political cost, with agency heads being tied up in congressional hearings and having to answer countless subpoenas, FOIA requests, as well as multiple lawsuits. That too, would hamper the rest of her agenda. Is pantsuit more in favor of gun control than Obama? Maybe. But despite his ardent support for the issue, and despite this being his last term, he's been able to accomplish almost nothing on the gun issue. The only bill he signed that had anything to do with guns actually expanded gun rights, the Credit Card Act of 2009. His 2015 executive orders on gun control amounted to a whole lot of smoke blowing and some minor changes, mostly bad, but some of them actually good. The real harm is in the judiciary. With the power to nominate federal and Supreme Court justices, Hillary would pack the courts with anti-gun jurists, watering down and reversing the meager advances gun owners have been able to make in recent years, and even here the danger is somewhat muted. Courts don't make laws. They may uphold them or reject them. Even the Supreme Court, even if they were to overturn the Heller and McDonald decision recognizing an individual right to own a gun, we would just go back to the pre-Heller era, where in the vast majority of states you could still own whatever gun you wanted and still carry concealed. Don't forget that most of everything that happens today predates Heller. Heller was just them admitting that that was the way it was. The final question is this. Is Hillary, the corrupt, secretive, power-hungry, conniving political animal that she is, telling her supporters the truth when she says that enacting gun control will be her top priority? Or is this pillow talk for the gun haters, and when push comes to shove, she would just go through the motions and not be willing to expend the political capital necessary for any real change? This has always been the case. This has never not been the case. Now, that doesn't mean that we should sit back and go, well, you know, if Hillary gets elected, then no big deal, right? And now I don't have to worry about voting for that Trump. No, that is not the case at all. The judiciary should be packed with conservatives, or with the best we can get. And you know, I know that John Roberts was supposed to be a conservative. Bearing that in mind, you got to pull the lever. You've got to pull the lever. The fight is on. It's always going to be a fight. Ideological combat, welcome to it. And in Ideological Combat 101, the difference between my side and the liberal side is the liberal side will take one for the team. They will go out there and vote for whoever's up front. May not be like that quite as easily this time around because the Bernie Sanders people don't like Hillary Clinton. They think the fix was in. On the other hand, we have a true outsider for the first time. No, Bill, he's not an outsider. He's been around. No. Jeb Bush paid for the nomination. He spent $100 million plus dollars. This time last year, Jeb Bush was going to be the nominee. It was in the bag. Jeb Bush, another Bush, you know. No, that didn't happen. Last man standing, Donald Trump. And that's because of the vote, the electorate. The electorate did it. Donald Trump didn't do it. And by the way, there's, you know, Sonia Sotomayor has said much more damaging things about the Hispanics and the Latinas and much more insulting things about them just in her position than he's ever said by saying somebody was Mexican. So I hear all the calls now for change the rules at the convention and replace Trump with a different nominee. Let's just negate the entire will of the electorate that voted more than they did for Romney or McCain, or probably both combined. Let's just do that. Smoking hot idea. We'll be right back.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.
As
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Okay, then, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. If you see me in a video shooting, I'm shooting with something I got from them. During the June the 7th airing of MSNBC's Morning Joe, which still manages to be on the air at MSNBC, I guess of all the junk shows I have, this one is the best junk. Host Joe Scarborough said the gun rights advocates in Under the Gun were eloquent, and Katie Couric tried to present them as idiots. He said Couric's film was an old-fashioned hit piece that blew up on her because some of the people she interviewed were recording the conversations too. Therefore, when she inserted an 8-second pause to make gun rights advocates appear stumped by gun control questions, those same advocates produced their own footage showing that they had, in fact, responded immediately to her questions. Moreover, they had rebutted her. Scarborough pointed out that Couric showed shots of pro-gun advocates looking stupid. Like, wow, we really stumped them with that question. But he explained that some of the advocates were smart enough to actually record the whole thing, and they all had very quick, eloquent answers without any pause. He added, it's stunning. It's one of the most stunning things that I've ever seen as far as just a complete hit job on a group of Americans. Interesting phrase. The Washington Post's Chris Saliza was a guest on Morning Joe, and he concurred with Scarborough, saying, this is exactly what we don't need. This is the exact kind of thing that convinces those who support gun rights that the other side is plotting against them. Like we didn't know that already, Chris. Interesting that Scarborough characterizes it as a complete hit job on a group of Americans. That's all of gun control. That's Pantsuit Clinton. That's Cuomo. Newsom. De Leon. Bloomberg. Watts. That's all of them. And then equally, I love this from Chris Saliza. This is exactly what we don't need. This is the exact kind of thing that convinces those who support gun rights that the other side is plotting against them. Well, this and Bryant Gumbel and the New York Times, all of these things have happened in the same month, in the same 30-day period, Chris. So, yes, it isn't that we're convinced that the other side is plotting against us. We have proof that the other side is plotting against us, as you well know, because you're part of it. Now, jumping somewhere else, this has been a problem on my mind for quite some time. The way we're raising today's college-age people, the way they're being taught in college, is concerning to me. Enter Ralph Nader, the consumer advocate who's always been sort of on the fringes of trying, you know, he runs for president every time. I don't know how many times he's been a candidate for president. Ask him about political correctness, and apparently you might unleash a little rant about sensitive kids who never went through basic training. This caught my eye. Lydia DePillis just interviewed the Mr. Nader for Pacific Standard, and one question she posed was, do you think Trump has a point about political correctness, that we've gotten too uptight? Nader's response, oh yeah, you see it on campuses. What's it called? Trigger warnings? It's gotten absurd. I mean, you repress people, you engage in anger, and what you do is turn people into skins that are blistered by moonbeams. Young men are now far too sensitive because they've never been in a draft. They've never had a sergeant say, hit the ground and do 50 push-ups, and I don't care if there's mud there. But the really interesting part of the interview came right before that, when DePillio asked what Trump's popularity suggests to Nader about the electorate. Nader said, you see this when you walk past construction sites and you talk with white male workers. They feel that they've been verbally repressed. It's hard for someone your age to understand what I'm about to say. They like to stand on a corner and whistle at a pretty lady. They like to flirt. But they can't do that anymore. Multiply that across the continuum. You can't say this about that. You can't say this about this. And if the employer tells you to hush, and perhaps your spouse tells you to hush, and your kids tell you to hush. So they have a whole language that they've inherited. Ethnic words like Polak. A lot of people grew up on ethnic jokes, which are totally taboo now. Do you know, Lydia, that there are no ethnic joke books in bookstores anymore? DePillis. Was there ever? Nader. All the time, there were Negro joke books and Jewish joke books, Polish joke books, Italian joke books. They used ethnic jokes to reduce tension in the 1930s and the 40s and the 50s. And they laugh at each other's jokes and hurl another one. And it still flows through ethnic America, you know. There are hundreds of things people would like to say. So here's this guy. He doubles down on them. He blows their minds. So that's the first he got their, you know, that's the first way he got their attention. Now, Nader's never been focused on so-called identity issues. He takes the usual liberal positions on social issues most of the time. But he's also the man who once responded to a question about same-sex marriage by saying he wasn't interested in gonadal politics. And he always had a popular streak and an interest in reaching out to people in other parts of the political spectrum. So on one level, I'm not surprised to see him saying things like that. But on another level, if you'd asked me this morning what Ralph Nader might say about catcalling or the Jackie Mason School of Comedy, I wouldn't have guessed that part of it. But it's true. It's true. We have gotten so sensitive to stuff. And, here's an example. I posted up the interview with Ted Nugent on YouTube. And the hate that is exhibited at Ted Nugent, or to the people that like Ted Nugent. If you like Ted Nugent, everybody that commented in my on that video on YouTube, I've been trying to keep the junk out of there, but there's been some people in there, I mean, just absolutely just going wild. And it's like you can't say what you want to say without being attacked. Except the only problem is that with me, I don't play the hate game. You may want to come up and play the hate game with me. Doing it to my face is a little bit different from doing it on the internet. Now, Now, if you do it to my face, well, you know, things are gonna, you know, there's gonna be some camouflage things thrown out there, and all of a sudden, when I say camouflage, it's just gonna be that you're not gonna understand what's going on around you, and then things are gonna change rapidly, and something's gonna develop that you're not gonna be able to control. But the internet hate game, I don't play that. I just delete it. And any of you out there that go and find anything I've got going on, anything that I do, and you come at me and you hate me, I get the thumbs down or the bad comments, I just delete the bad comments. Life is too short to deal with you, and I'm not going to. And if you get in my face physically, well, then I might have to, but you're not going to like it, and it's still going to be just as short. Bear that in mind. America has become way too sensitive. Way too sensitive. I'm still trying to get over this 31 genders classifications and how if you use the wrong pronoun without even knowing how somebody classifies themselves. I think all of the 31 genders should have to wear a name tag so that we know which pronoun to use. I do. I think that should be the case. And I want it to be the case right now. I want it to be the case. I think if you, I'll play your stupid game. What's that? You want to identify as a pumpkin? You can be the great pumpkin. Rise on Halloween night. What's that? You don't want to be a male or a female. You just want to be a question mark. Well, okay. You're a question mark. But I think you should have to identify yourself, and I don't think it should be up to people. I don't think there should be anything punitive for anything that anybody says to anybody. That's ridiculous. I'm waiting for somebody to get arrested or get sued for using the wrong pronoun in New York, and I want to see what happens with that. I really do. I want to see how far somebody takes that. That's very interesting to me. Now, coming up next, when this first happened, I think in 2014, Ed Peruta tried to get a permit in San Diego and got shut down. And he decided to bring suit. And all of a sudden, in California, it became almost like everybody was giving out permits because of this suit. Now, the Ninth Circuit has said there is no right to bear arms. And it controls 9 states. Ed Peruta will be joining us in the next hour. This is Lock and Load.
Made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.